Exciting 4th of July holiday for you and your families. Last week I left off with Revelation 12 and the signs in heaven that were supposed to bring on the rapture on the Feast of Trumpets, also called Rosh Hashanah. The date suggested was September 23rd, 2017, and some believe the September 30th, since it is the Day of Atonement for Israel. In other words, the day of reconciliation between Israel and God. The Feast of Trumpets falls on different dates every year because it is dependent on the appearance of the moon. One of their people watches the appearance of the moon and notifies the rabbis that they can begin to celebrate their Feast of Trumpets. 7 days after that is the holiest day of the year, the Day of Atonement, when God reconciles with Israel. Last week I talked about Revelation chapter 12, where the sign of the woman appears in heaven standing on the moon, clothed with the sun and 12 stars around her head, depicting the 12 tribes of Israel who will rule during the thousand-year millennium. She's described about to give birth to a man-child, which represents the body of Christ, the church. To refresh your memory, if you listen to the program, according to researchers, the rapture is supposed to happen on September 23, 2017, due to an unusual alignment of the planets that could well be describing the woman mentioned in Revelation 12:5. Since I have experience with astrology, I checked several ephemerises and found their research completely off. Not only are the constellations Leo and Virgo upside down in the drawing, Leo is supposed to show the 12 stars around the woman's head, which it doesn't. Even if the drawing were correct, showing Leo above her head, the stars are short 3 planets. They are not in Leo, as they are trying to tell us. They are in Virgo. Jupiter, according to their calculations, was supposed to be located around Virgo's womb. Well, that was off too, since Jupiter is well into the constellation Libra on September 23, 2017. To close the woman with the sun, it would certainly be in Virgo, which is not the case. It has moved out of Virgo into Libra on that date. The research went viral on the web, declaring that the rapture will occur on September 23, 2017. Due to the planetary configurations is disinformation, but it doesn't mean that it is not a possibility. Believers are pretty sure that the Feast of Trumpets will be the day Jesus calls his bride up into the clouds. It could very well happen on that date, even if the planetary configuration does not point to anything like that. The Bible states that Jesus will come like a thief in the night when we least expect it, Luke 12:39. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. The rapture is imminent. It could happen any time, according to not only Luke 12:39, but other scriptures. That means we should expect it any time and be ready to leave on short notice. Luke 12:35-59. Let your loins be girded about and your lights burning, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come on the second watch, or come on the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. Then Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all? The Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise servant, steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him a ruler over all that he has. But if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat his men servants and maidens, and eat and drink and be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him asunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, him shall be much required, and of whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth? I tell you, nay, but rather division. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided against two, and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And he said also to the people, When ye see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway ye say, There cometh a shower. So it is. And when ye see the south wind blow, ye say, There will be heat, and it cometh to pass. Ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that ye do not discern the time? Yea, and why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right? And when thou goest and with thine adversary to the magistrate, as thou art in the way, give diligence that thou mayest be delivered from him. lest he hail thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and the officer cast thee into prison. I tell thee, thou shalt not depart thence till thou hast paid the very last mite. Friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be in the rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It will be available on cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas, cephas-radio.com. Our Father, who art in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was the only one who was without sin and able and willing to take the penalty for all our sins by shedding his blood, so we can be assured that he paid the penalty in full. He said the following before he died on the cross: "It is finished." God, Father, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness for my sins. I repent of them. I wish to become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher, my comforter, and my connection to you, Father God. I believe that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me, and goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23:6. Remember, God is in control and allowing his word to be fulfilled when the time is right. Our assignment is to keep you informed as to not be deceived. Satan comes in a perfect coat. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Mark chapter 13, verse 22, "For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect." The elect have the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. Jesus taught in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Time's up. Celebrate our 25th anniversary with us at cephas-thrift-shop.com. cephas-thrift-shop.com. We're selling our inventory at a 90% discount. Books, DVDs, CDs, etc. The DVDs and CDs are originals. The books used like new. We do have PayPal, who accepts credit cards, and they are safe. Join our monthly newsletter free, ad-free, and no soliciting at go-cephas.com. This radio program can be found on the web at cephas-radio.com. My email address is original@cephas-notes.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll have a happy and blessed week. Shalom. Rita Williams at cephasministry.com. cephasministry.com.